With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Without visitors or on-site sales, Washington wineries are doing everything possible to adjust to this new normal brought on by the coronavirus. Washington Wine Commission President Steve Warner says one of the ways they're dealing with it is in the form of a social media event tomorrow.
But we're putting together an event. You mentioned we've been a month locked down. We're coming up on the 40th day, if you can believe that. So this Friday, for example, we're coming up with a program. It's a big social media kind of show your support of local restaurants, where we're encouraging all 1,000 of our Washington State wineries to go and get takeout on a single day, just as a show of support, and take photos of it and post it and everything, and just saying how important it is that we support each other and stay together.
Warner says it's something all wine lovers can take part in.
We'll launch that and have that this Friday. So if you grab a bottle of Washington wine and you go out and get some local takeout, and then you snap a photo, and we'll see your picture, Bob, on our social media network.
So do I need a hashtag when I post my pics?
We always do hashtag WaWine to pull everybody together. So capital W, capital A, and then wine, where we pull everything together, and we're very active on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. So it'll be fun to see the momentum that we can gather behind that as well.
Warner encourages everyone across the state to get out to the wineries and tasting rooms as soon as the governor allows it, and show our support for Washington wines. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And joining us, as always, is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, we're talking about a new insect pest here in the Pacific Northwest.
It's called the Houdini fly, and it kills mason bees by kleptoparasitism.
No, so klepto, like a shoplifter or somebody who comes into my house and steals from me?
Pretty much parasitism by theft. The Houdini fly female sneaks into the mason bee house, lays its eggs on the pollen meant to feed the mason bee larvae. Then the fly eggs hatch into maggots, which eat all the food before the mason bee larvae can. This causes them to starve.
So for those of us who, let's say, have a mason bee house, what sort of practices or steps can we take to try to prevent this?
Use nesting materials that are easy to open and inspect for maggots before spring. For more info on the Houdini fly, check out the WSDA website.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.